Hello, my name is Cynthia Ng. You are tuning in to a Wani Review. On this episode, we will be taking a closer look on future-proofing businesses, particularly SMEs. Now, COVID-19 has pushed companies across the world to speed up adoption of digital. Now, SMEs in Malaysia did the same as well. But according to latest data, about 80% of SMEs in the country remain stuck at the basic digitalization stage. So how do we get SMEs to keep up with technology also in facing more challenges as we as 2022 has become quite a big year? Yes, pandemic is winding down, but there are internal and external challenges that we all have to go through at this point in time. So without further ado, I would like to bring in, I have three speakers today, which is quite rare on a Wani Review, and I'm very, very delighted actually to have an all-female panel joining me today. I'd like to welcome Puan Shaliza Haris, Head of SME Business Solution at Unify Business. And joining the panel, we have Ms. Ana Teo. She's the co-founder and group CEO of Hernan Corporation, which is Malaysia's leading exporter of durians. And last but not least, we have Jane Day, Managing Director of Lala Move Malaysia. Lala Move is, I'm sure you are all very familiar with the brand, an on-demand delivery platform. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, can I start right off the bat? Actually, I do want to bring Shaliza to kickstart the conversation. As when we talk about digitalization, connectivity is the catalyst to help businesses to digitalize. And I know that Unify is doing a lot in helping businesses, especially SMEs. Shaliza, can we start with you to talk about the work that you are doing to help SMEs?
Okay, thank you so much for the introduction and also for the questions. So Unify, this is the preferred digital partner for almost 400,000 SMEs in Malaysia. We are very dedicated to making business easier for the SMEs, and we have a number of efforts and initiatives that we have done to help the SMEs in Malaysia. The first one is in terms of the solution. So we have come up with a number of business solutions for SMEs to stay connected and drive business growth. So for example, we have e-commerce hub, where in the e-commerce hub, it's all about managing multiple online platforms, for example, like web store and e-commerce platforms, so for example, like Lazada and Shopee, and also CRM platform to manage customer inquiries. And we also have a cloud storage solution where customers can, SMEs can access important documents from anywhere. And we have our own digital marketing solutions where we have our own team where to do it for you, for the SMEs, in terms of driving digital marketing activities and campaigns to reach wider market. And we also have SME digitalization grant. And on top of that, we also have a strong support to help the SMEs out there with more than 600 sales consultants nationwide, of whom 200 are ICDL certified. Now, ICDL is actually International Digital Skill Certification. It's worldwide recognized. And we also have SME corners at 84 endpoints. And we have enablement programs to accelerate SME digital capabilities. For example, we have local digital classes such as Joom Business at Pasar Besar Siti Khadijah for the micro entrepreneurs conducted in local language. And we also have SME community. We have our Unify Business Club, the largest business online community in Malaysia, a resource hub providing access to technology, financial and ecosystem support. So those are the efforts that we have done in order to help the SMEs out there in Malaysia.
There's such an array of things that you are doing at Unify Business to help SMEs. And I think over the past 2 years, there's been so much focus on SMEs. Clearly, of course, they make the backbone. I mean, they make up the backbone of the economy. 90% of Malaysia's businesses are made up of SMEs. I do want to get to Jane for a second, because when we talk about the past 2 years, on-demand delivery provided a lifeline for many small businesses, mom-and-pop shops that went online probably for the first time during the pandemic. And I just want to get some of the lessons learned, Jane. You know, what should SMEs keep in mind in the process of going online, knowing what you know now and experiencing all those disruptions that happened over the past 2 years?
Thank you, Cynthia, for having us. So I think for Lalamove, what we've learned in the past 2 years is that the pandemic definitely fast-tracked a lot of businesses to push them to go digital. And being in this journey of going digital, a lot of businesses are not aware of these steps and not aware of the end goal. What are you trying to achieve at the end of the day? While not forgetting they need to reach their customers at the same time. So definitely in terms of priorities, that's a lot. There was a lot of lesson learned. After serving, right now we are serving over 250,000 businesses, and they all consist of SMEs across Malaysia, as well as MNCs companies in Malaysia. And what we've learned is to have the end goal in mind. That way you are able to go through the journey by milestones. You will have many milestones in between. But what you essentially want is greater control in the small steps and based on the circumstance that you are being put into. So definitely have an end goal in mind. What is the purpose? Why are you going digital? First understand that, and then look in support, whether it's from the logistics side or other operations related, to put in the right resources to achieve your end goal.
Well, I like that you brought up the end goal in mind, because I think it was very important to stay focused to what we want to achieve or businesses want to achieve, you know, especially as so many uncertainties, changes happening even during the pandemic and right now as well. And with that, I do want to go to Anna. Anna, Hernan Corporation is obviously a very successful company in Malaysia. But, you know, when we talk about businesses being hit hard, small businesses were especially affected. But the durian business, Anna, stayed solid due to high demand, particularly from China. Talk to us, as a business leader, how is it managing all these uncertainties and keeping that end goal in mind, your focus at that point in time?
Well, Cynthia, thank you for having me, and thank you, the powerful ladies here joining me today. Frankly, during the pandemic, from the beginning, we were actually struggling, not knowing, you know, because China is the one first to get hit, right? We were really uncertain whether can we get the order from China. But when China seems to settle at the beginning, yeah, so we seem to get our order pretty early by March when we are on lockdown, right? So we have a lot of challenges that we are facing, a lot of uncertainty, whether we get a permit, whether we can get our fruits. I can tell you this is the hardest time that I have challenged where, you know, how do I make sure that my factories, you know, and the people are not get contaminated, and especially my frozen durian are not contaminated. Mm-hmm. So being that position, I think being a CEO at the time, I think it's the hardest ever been sitting on this chair that I'm trying to take every single challenge, you know, every day. Yep. Of course, to get the permit, to get to the police station to make sure that, you know, we can cross border to get our fruits. Yeah, to get through all the supplies on time. Don't forget, you know, not all industries are allowed to do processing. So how do we make sure that we get our packaging, our logistic, and to challenge how to bring out the staff to come to report to work? This is something that, you know, even you pay double, they are so freaked out. They are so worried that they can be contaminated or they can get infected. So for me, I think the leadership plays an important role. Then how do we assure them? So I'm actually came out myself, you know, running from state to state, yeah, to make sure that, you know, my people are confident that, you know, I'm not laying behind, but I'm in front charging to tell these people to be here with me and what are the challenges that we need to face. We're facing it through together. So this is something I think quite convincing. Yeah. So we managed to get through all our routes to China, but of course we are not laying back. For me to actually to fight it through, we have to work against the norm, not knowing that, you know, we can travel, especially my business mainly are all in China. My sales team, they can't service the client. What do we do? Are we sitting here to wait or to go through, you know? Yeah, of course, I know that we have all this Zoom, but this is actually physical. I mean, this is actually, you know, online virtual. How do we meet our client physical? I think the personal touch is very important. So instantly, I contact my friend who is based in China to help me to set up a company in Shanghai so that they can service and go around China, you know, to meet up all my clients and to resume, you know, whatever they want to buy from us. But I find it this is actually more effective. In fact, that personal touch are going so strong that even we get double sales last year. So if you tell me, I think all businesses are having a challenge. And how do we go beyond, you know, we are not supposed to stay here and think what are the challenges that, you know, that, you know, all this hurdle or all this obstacle, but we need to fight against it. So in fact, we find it actually, it make more sense to have the office in Shanghai to service them. So, and all this, and we have to, you know, to be more creative. Yeah, from here itself, we are not doing B2B anymore, and straight we have our B2C, we have our own, what do you call, our marketplace in Tmall, JD.com and all this. Yeah, we were surprised. We thought this is what beyond we can do, but with this, the force impact that we have no choice, but we did it. So this is where I think.
So does Hernan has a presence in Shanghai now?
We have a full team now. We have a full office in Shanghai, and we service not only our B2C platform, we have our so-called our wholesale. And the best is actually we managed to penetrate all the Horeca business. So it's something very amazing, you know, from what we were doing. We were so comfortably behind when this pandemic hit in, and we were just fighting all the way to make sure that, you know, things beyond what we can do, it all turned out to be possible. So this positive is good.
I think that's, if there's any upside, is that the pandemic had forced a lot of companies to innovate, to think outside the box. I just want to stay on Anna just a little bit more, because talking about challenges, right now, globally, we are facing yet another major shift. We're talking about supply chain disruption. We're talking about the fallout from the Ukraine-Russia crisis causing the cost of fertilizer to go up globally. And I'm just wondering, has that impacted your business, and how are you going about to navigate these challenges again? Because, you know, a lot of leaders ask this question, right? What comes next? How do we prepare ourselves for what we can't even see yet? So from that perspective, keeping on the leadership point of view, Anna, how's business right now?
Well, Cynthia, you're right. There's a lot of things that, you know, before the questions of all these, what is the next challenge? I can't tell you now, because sometimes things are beyond what we can prepare ourselves. If I tell you I do, I'm lying. In fact, we just have to, you know, brace for what is coming, and we just have to be very, very strong, yeah, to face the challenge. Yes, fertilizer has gone up 80%. Of course, we try to use other method now. Of course, we're trying to have our own organic, and of course, the cost of fertilizer has increased. So what do we do now? Actually, we increase our capacity. Yeah, from that itself, with the same resources that we have, yes, just that we had to add on the cost for the fertilizer, but no choice. We had to actually pass on to the consumer. We can't be absorbing it all ourselves. But to be frank, it's not much of impact, if you really ask me, but the consumer seems to happy with the price increase. Maybe because of a consumer behavior have changed, yeah. People would just don't mind having, you know, the good Musang King compared to what they have consumed from other source of supply. But what I think I'm confident to say is because our quality, our innovations has actually kept the consumer with us, and our buyer are actually quite happy, and they are confident that working with us, even with this pandemic, they can't fly in to view or to actually to taste the product. But because our consistency and our quality has actually proven that, you know, if we keep with our supply, you know, and all this, I think we shouldn't be so worried about, you know, the drop of customers and whatnot, because consumers are willing to pay. So how do we make sure that whatever they paid is value for the money?
Okay. Well, you touched on some really good points there. No, this discussion is about future-proofing the business. We talked about leadership, being innovative, and you raised a very good point about consumer behavior changing. Jane, if I can get to you, the challenge I think right now for a lot of businesses is really understanding what consumers want. Consumption patterns, spending behaviors have changed. People are willing to pay so much more for Musang King now, maybe not before. So on that note, Jane, looking at how Lala Move is, and technology plays a very, very important part in getting things delivered, but what about in terms of understanding your consumers? How has that helped you?
Okay, so I think you did bring up a very good point. How do we stay relevant with our consumer base? Back then, during the pandemic, most of us, the Most of us are stuck at home, and we always have the use case of sending gifts to our friend or maybe even ordering food delivery, as simple as that. But right now, things are back to normal. We all return back to office. In terms of the use case on the B2C side, it's not as relevant as before. However, we do see a huge opportunity coming from the SME group. A lot of businesses were not able to operate during the lockdown, and they had no choice to stay afloat. They even let go their own in-house fleet from the asset of the driver as well as the vehicle itself. They had to let it go. And a lot of SMEs now question then, is it sustainable? Is it sustainable to build your own fleet and maintaining your own fleet? Is there other alternative solutions such as partnering with a logistics company to do the distribution of your goods and product? So I think by this understanding, after serving the SME customers, we do notice that with a reliable logistics partner, we are able to provide our input and improve their operations. At the same time, our business clients are also able to expand their reach, to reach their base, to scale their business even further with the help of our logistics solutions. So I think we must always stay relevant, whether regardless the client is from B2C or B2B, understanding them, having a catered solution towards each company would be very, very important, as everyone operates differently. And if you have any input on how things can, with your service, how they can operate even smoother, or even making sure that the tracking is being recorded in a way that we can minimize error in between, that could really help the business to scale and grow.
I think you hit nail on the head that I think it's also about improving efficiencies. That's the whole point of technology optimization. I want to get Shaliza back in because I know that you do go on the ground quite a bit to speak to SMEs. And at the start of the show, I did say that 80% of our SMEs in Malaysia are still at the very basic level of digitalization. I'm just wondering, Shaliza, if you can share some of your experience speaking with SMEs. What are the gaps right now, and how do you help them?
All right, okay. Thank you so much. We do a lot of engagements with the SMEs out there. We talk to the small and medium SMEs. And after talking to them, we realized that there are three key barriers to adoption of digitalization and digitization. The first one in terms of the mindset and also the awareness and understanding on the importance of digital to drive business growth. So that is the first part. Majority, especially the micro and small SMEs, they have that limited understanding on how digital can help them to grow their business. And then the second is in terms of the tool set. The first one is the financing, where there's lack of financial support for digital solutions. And then in terms of the tool set itself is also in terms of the technology, where they are unable to see the benefits of their new technology in their businesses, and also in terms of the resources, because usually SMEs, especially the micro SMEs, they are the CEO of the companies, the CFO, they are also running the show and so on. So they do not have sufficient resources in order to, look into digital solution, how to drive growth via digital and so on. And the final one is skill set, where we have that lack of digital skill sets. And I have shared just now, in terms of helping the SMEs out there, we have, in terms of driving the technological awareness and so on, and also skill set improvements. We do a lot of development programs for SMEs. So we have digital masterclasses, we have local Sembang businesses, and we do handholding programs with our SMEs. We even do pilots for SMEs in terms of driving their digital growth. And we are glad to say that, for example, we did digital marketing campaigns for our SMEs out there, and some of them yielded more than double-digit growth in their sales before and after the digital marketing campaigns. And even in terms of our solution, we do a lot of hand-holding. Like, for example, at the digital marketing solution, we do it for them. We design the marketing campaign for them based on their marketing objectives. And then we do the reporting for them and, guided them on how to read the outcome of the marketing campaign and how they can move forward further. And in terms of financing, we do collaborations with financial partners, and we're also one of the technology service partners for the SME digitalization grant. So those are the efforts that we're doing to help the SMEs out there so that they will be able to grow their business via digital.
I think for a lot of, like, especially micro SMEs, it is a daunting experience when you want to jump, you know, to jump straight in into investing in digitalization, all the tools out there. It can be confusing, and I think that's why sometimes you got to show instead of tell, right? And with that, I want to lead to my next question. Actually, if the audience, you know, noticed right at the top of our guests, they have this SME Day on 27 June, and Unify is organizing that. And they're doing a lot of work on that front to help develop and help strengthen SMEs. Shaliza, can you talk a bit about the campaign and what do you hope to achieve out of this?
All right, okay, thank you so much. So SME Day is actually a day for us to appreciate all the SMEs out there, so the micro, small and medium SMEs, in terms of their contribution to the nation and also its entrepreneurship spirit. And usually it's celebrated globally on the 27th of June every year. And Unify is a preferred digital partner for SMEs in Malaysia. We take the lead to celebrate SME Day this year with our SME Day campaign. For a month. It's actually from 1st to 30th of June 2022, and the peak celebration is on the 20th to 30th of June to appreciate and support the SMEs in the country as the growth engine for Malaysia. And in terms of the SME Day campaign, the objective is actually to rally all Malaysians to show their support as a national growth engine, with the hashtag Belanja the SME. And it's also to recognize and increase the awareness of Malaysians on the importance and contribution of SMEs to the country's economic growth and development, especially during this COVID-19 recovery period. And so we really should appreciate the SMEs out there in creating employment opportunities, boosting import and export activities, as well as fulfilling consumer needs for various products and services. So for the campaign, we have quite a number of activities planned. So the first one is a social media challenge. It's a shop and promote local SME businesses, which is from the 20th to 30th June 2022. So it's a contest to take photos and post it on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, to show appreciation to your local favorite SME. So it's very simple to participate. You visit any local SMEs physically or virtually, and you can shop and promote their products and services and snap and upload their SME picture or selfie on your social media, such as Instagram and Facebook. And you can write the most creative caption and put the hashtag Belanja the SME. And there's a lot of prizes there. More than 100 prizes worth 50,000 ringgit awaits winners, with the most creative photos and campaigns and captions. And the grand prize is a fully sponsored 3 days, 2 nights family holiday package to a local destination. And there's other prizes like smart devices and gadgets and shopping vouchers and many more. And we also have these awareness and educational programs for SMEs. So there's exclusive talk shows on Save Our Business on Unify FB Live, and also other media platforms from 20th to 30th June on impact of business digitalization. And we also have featured customers, for example, we have Antio, we have Azizul Julirin from Kundasang Aqua Farm, a modern hydroponic farmer. We have Joanne Goh from Jazzy Group, an international film producer. We have Shahruddin Ahmad, Megal Aziz Food, which is the number one ikan patin temerloh supplier. We have Nadira Yusuf from Kido Care, an online babysitting platform. And we have Yasmin Karim from Pops Malaysia, supplying ice pops with real fruits. And we also have nationwide digital entrepreneurship roadshow throughout June. So we will travel around Malaysia to raise awareness among SMEs on the importance on the complete business digitalization process to help them and grow their business. It's also in line with the government's focus of empowering SMEs' economy and improving their living standards. And we also have the digitalization grant. And we also have special offering as well under the digitalization grant, where entrepreneurs can subscribe to Unify Business Solutions with savings of up to 50% for 12 months. So under the SME Day campaign, there's a lot of activities, lot of things that are currently running to help the SMEs out there.
I love the idea of appreciating your SME Day, because we appreciate so many things, but often we don't really think about SMEs as much. And on that note, I just have 2 minutes left. So I want to go across the board to talk about leadership. Your philosophy in leadership, especially when you talk about appreciating SMEs, I think the people leading it are also very crucial. Maybe I can start with Anna, and then Jane, and then Shaliza. If there's one piece of advice for SMEs or SME leaders,
what you need to do is actually to stay focused, yeah, mm-hmm. and determine on what you want to do. And always remember, you know, in order to stay ahead, you need to know what your competitor is doing. Then you will set, and you need to strategize and plan, you know, I won't say too far, but at least as a short-term planning, and put it, you know, on the dashboards that you would know how do you maneuver, how do you want to change, and how do you want to. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is the focus is very important. And
all right.
Yeah.
Focus right there. How about you, Jane, leading such a big organization?
I think aside from staying focused, I completely agree. Staying focused is one of the key things. You got to remember, why are you here for? What are you trying to contribute? If you are trying to empower the SME, why are you doing that? But along with that, I think it's important to train a team to stay agile. Change is the only thing constant at this day and age. And being in a technology company, change is something that is inevitable. You can't take that away from a tech company. So staying agile, understanding your goal, staying focused on that will help you bring your team with success.
And Shaliza, over to you. What would be your leadership philosophy?
All right. I agree with Jane and also Anne. Where one is having focus, and then another one is agility. And I also think that it's very important for the SMEs to know what they want to achieve in the current year and the next few years as well, to have that long-term planning, and also to keep on learning and innovating so that you'll be able to be ahead of the curve in achieving the aspirations. Because I think knowing where you are today and knowing where you want to be is very, very important, because what is we want the SMEs out there to grow and to be very successful in driving their own business and in the long run helping Malaysia economy as well. So knowing the future and also keep on learning and innovating are very important in order to drive the growth in their business.
All right, thank you so much for that piece of advice from all of our panel, Shaliza, Anna, as well as Jane, for sharing some of your insights with us in how to future-proof your business, especially for SMEs. Thank you once again, ladies, and hopefully one day we can do this in person and have that face-to-face engagement. You've been tuning in to our One in Review with me, Cynthia Ng. We'll see you again in the next episode.